When I came in, he demanded to know just where the hell I'd been, whether I really put him right in his place. Instead of an answer, I just laughed in his face. That made him mad, boy. That made him mad.
Well, she is known affectionately as the Queen of Rockabilly, and so she was a natural draw for us. The kind of music she played, the way she played it, she did it with a lot of conviction and with also a lot of joy.
A number like Hot Dog, That Made Him Mad, that was kind of an extreme statement in the 1950s.
Yeah, it would be back then to say, I had a guy, I think he's fine, but he takes me for granted
all of the time.
To teach him a lesson and make him mad, I went out on a date with the best friend he had. That made him mad, boy. Hot dog, that made him mad.
I think that would make him mad.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be happy.
I right? think that would get it so you couldn't get it played on the radio.
I think you're absolutely right.
He said my heart is on my sleeve. And if I didn't change, that he would be. Well, you should have seen him. Was his face red when I laughed and told him I'd go right on ahead. That made a man, boy. Hot dog, that made a man. And he hugged me and he kissed me and he asked me not to do it again. Well, the moral is to play it cool. Let him know you're no.
We're speaking with Alan Subola and Amanda White of Kinda Fonda Wanda, and you do convincing renditions of rockabilly from the 1950s and some country and other pop as well, but to you it's got to be danceable.
I think for the most part it's got to be danceable. We've played some festivals and fairs where people may be sitting having a corn dog or a beer and they may just tap their feet, but we've played a number of clubs where there's a dance floor and people want to get out and shake it and dance, and but then that rockabilly from the 50s or country from the early 60s lends itself to dancing.
Amanda, you were saying earlier that the signature sound of rockabilly is that fast, really hard driving, make you want to move your feet music, but there's a softer side too.
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely some really tender songs out there, and those moments in the night where the music gets a little slower and maybe you pull your dance partner a little closer and they're singing about love or singing about heartbreak. And you know, that was something that, you know, I think every human is always trying to express that.
I talked to a singer once who told me the key for her was, you gotta become the song. Is that true of you?
Oh, absolutely.
What do you love about Right or Wrong?
There's a lot of experiences in my past that I can draw upon when singing that song specifically, Right or Wrong, I'll Be With You. You know, and I think everyone can really identify with that. You know, those times where maybe you're trying to make something work that wasn't supposed to work. And singing these types of songs gives me the opportunity to express in front of people how I'm feeling. And I maybe wouldn't normally do it in that way or wouldn't normally express that to people. So it's kind of like a glimpse into myself. But there's also a number of songs that I sing that I haven't had that opportunity to feel that, so then it becomes like an emotion that I can try on. But there's not a song that I sing that I'm not picturing. There's a picture that goes with every song and every verse. There's visuals attached to it and I'm feeling it, and there's no separation there.
Right or wrong, it's got to be. You,
be alone by your side, right or wrong. If it's alright for me to love you, it can't be wrong for me to care.
One way of thinking about the music of Kinda Fonda Wanda is that it's what today is sometimes called stripped down. It's a focused combo. It's four pieces and complete in that way. Is that your intent for the group?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm fortunate enough to play with some really talented players that, you know, really they're commanding what they're doing and they understand that dynamic piece.
Amanda, you lead the band in a song called Hard-Headed Woman. Well, this does not sound like a compliment. How do you approach a number like that?
Well, in the number like that, when you're speaking about the hard-headed woman, it's a woman that has power and has some control, and that always feels pretty good.
And the man is soft-hearted, so...
Yeah, I mean, she can't help it.
Kinda Fonda Wanda features high-octane rock and roll and honky-tonk reminiscent of how it was done back in the day. Information about the band at kindafondawanda.com. Kinda Fonda Wanda is also on Facebook. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.